welcome to episode 135. Is that where we are?
Yeah, that sounds about right. That's the right order of magnitude.
I'm trying to load our website and it's definitely not realjob.com.
We have a website?
We do. We have an internet website, notrealjob.com. Oh man, Joel.
I'm pouring some coffee here.
I was gonna call it B-roll. It's not B-roll. Foley?
It's podcast juice.
Oh.
Yeah. Foley would be what you're looking for, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got some carrots that I'm gonna break here. I've got some mud piles. I've actually got, and this is true, a garbage can full of peanut shells. Let's see what kind of audio we can get through that. You'll explain why the audio is not as it should be.
Well, here's the thing. I just realized that not only is your audio not as it should be, but mine is even worse because
I'm using
the built-in mic on my Apple laptop because I pulled my mic over to me without plugging in the USB.
Are we just starting over?
No, we're going to continue to go.
Better now.
See, there we go. I think it's working. I think it has automatically switched inputs, but to be sure, I'm going to record a separate QuickTime section. And Steve, you can intersplice this if you so desire.
Yeah.
Poor
Steve.
He works so hard for us.
He does. Tireless.
He's a good guy. If you need audio edited, he's your boy for sure.
I'm not gonna play with those peanut shells. I'm gonna save the Foley work for when I'm recording on a real microphone again.
Okay, fair enough. You want your work to be captured at the highest quality.
Well, exactly. I want this to be able to be, usable for my portfolio.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Joel.
Yeah.
Let's talk. What's going on?
Uh-huh. Well, I am, my audio is shitty because my computer is updating. I've been doing this thing where basically every website I load is loading without style sheets, and a lot of stuff's just acting weird on my computer. So I figured, you know what? Let's not just restart the browser. Let's restart this whole gosh dang computer.
Top to bottom.
So yeah, I didn't realize that I had also clicked
butt to brain.
Butt to brain all the way. Those are the two. Those are the only two parts of the human body that you can't survive without.
That's true.
True story. Every other organ you can live without except your butt or your brain.
That's science.
So I accidentally clicked install updates as well. So I did that roughly 8 minutes before we were set to record. So my computer still, it says 12 minutes remaining, but that number, I'm not sure that maps to any sense of, temporal reality.
Well, it maps to Elon time.
Is it Elon time? Is that what?
Yeah, absolutely. Are you familiar with Elon time?
I have no idea what that is, but I didn't know that he was, he'd made his way over here too.
Oh, yeah. So, no, here's the thing. Elon time is great because around the time that Mobileye, which was the provider of the cameras and the self-driving system for Teslas, they broke away from Tesla. They had a big fight, and Tesla was like having to make their own.
Right.
And Elon was asked, I believe, on Twitter, when would their own custom version have all the same functionality that the off-the-shelf version from Mobileye had? And Elon famously replied to this, 3 months, maybe 6 months, definitely.
Oof.
I believe it's been almost 2 years now.
Rough.
And so, also the recently launched Falcon Heavy was originally scheduled for 2013. Mm-hmm. So this has become known in corners of the interweb as Elon standard time.
Yeah.
3 months, maybe 6 months, definitely. And here we are 2 years later, still waiting.
You know, that's the interesting question. So it's like, does he believe those numbers or not? And if you want to take, I think, even the slightest, cynical look at it, you go, of course he knows that he's not going to reach those dates, but it doesn't matter. He needs the cash now. Every announcement he makes is looking to get increased infusions of cash. So every date he throws out there is plausible, but unrealistic. I think that's exactly where I'm at. I mean, sure. Does he think it's possible? Sure. And would that have been possible? Absolutely. Anything's possible, but unrealistic.
Yeah, I think it's very much an engineer sort of perspective to just believe unerringly in your capabilities and only to be faced with the crushing reality of requirements.
Yeah, and then the fact is that he's still getting shit done faster than anyone else, just not near as fast as he claimed. Yeah. So
I was there's a piece in The Economist, I think last week, about this, where somebody, a hedge fund manager, a private equity person who had a stake in Tesla and SpaceX, was like, we know Elon's estimates are way off, but he's still going to get there before anybody else does.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter, which I think is fair. Joel, do you think this kind of optimism works for small businesses without charismatic founders?
I mean, that's the thing, is that.
And now, so the reason I'm asking this without divulging too much is that we're working on a project where we're many months past when we had originally planned to start the project, and now the deadlines have already started to slip.
Yeah.
So that's the context with which I ask this question.
Yeah, I mean, I think all of these things have to be thought about in their constituent parts, and then as a sum of those parts. So I think you asked a very large question: are deadlines that might not be possible, are setting those things, is that a good thing to do or not? I gotta say that knowing what I believing what I believe about people, I'm not gonna say knowing what I know, because that would be dumb and wrong. Believing what I believe about people, I think you should set ambitious deadlines. I think they should be possible and as close to realistic as one can get. But I do think that humans are a gas. We expand to fit the time given to us. And I think it's often better to make deadlines a little closer than I don't know, because I don't want to say that it's a tough spot. And obviously I don't know that I have a good answer to this, but I have erred on the side of being a little ambitious, just because I do think that people will always take longer than planned for. So even if you give yourself 2 years, it'll take 3. If you give yourself 6 months, it'll take 8. You know, I don't know. That's kind of where my head is. Depending on the circumstance, depending on the day, I don't know that I'm the best expert on that.
Yeah,
I tend to let smarter people dictate schedules as much as possible.
I think that for sure is the way to go whenever you can. Let somebody else figure it out and let them fall on their sword. Oh, we're getting some real good audio here.
Are we?
Some real good drinking.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. Excellent. That's good stuff. That's coming through in a way never before, because the microphone is, you know, basically, I'm not going to say it's embedded in my beard, because that might give people a repulsive ear feel. but it's pretty gosh darn close.
Oh, loving the sound of the swallowing. That's just good audio.
Steve, cut everything out.
Does this make this a VOR podcast?
Every podcast is a VOR podcast. When I'm listening to it.
Oh, goodness.
If you don't know what VOR is, don't look it up.
Yeah, please save yourself.
Yeah. I'll stop drinking. I am back on the couch today because, you know, I had planned to record with a real microphone. Excuse me. Had that cough come through.
Ooh, loud and clear.
Excellent. Because Steve said my audio normally sucks worse, and that it was better on the couch, because the way I throw my body around while I talk is muffled by the cushions in a way that my desk does not cover for me. So I'm going to try to stop drinking out of this mug of coffee, but now I can feel it getting cold, you know?
You got a hot cup of Joe there. I want to.
Let me just see if I. You know what I can do? I'm just going to ride the mute button on my phone a little bit more seriously.
You don't need to do that.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do just, that.
I'll just stop referencing all the drinking that you're
doing. I'm just going to kind of start talking, and then every once.
There he goes.
And then I'm back. I think you may have caught the tail end of that swallow, though, still.
I absolutely did. Absolutely did.
Oh man, what is this show about? Is this the one where we watch a bad movie and then we talk about it, or is that a different show?
I mean, we briefly talked about business. We got there. We got in and out very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that I have a lot of excuse me. I got this cough. I'm going to mute this again.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, you can take this opportunity to talk amongst yourselves. Mm. Audio wise, I don't know that this is going to be a good experience for people.
Is it ever?
What percentage, like if you're valuing a podcast, how important is the audio itself in your opinion?
This is going to surprise you, but it's less important than you think.
Wow.
I have some podcasts that I enjoy listening to where several times a month, one of the hosts will be calling in via phone. Oof. Like not even FaceTime audio, but like real phone. And so the audio quality there obviously leaves a lot to be desired, but I still enjoy it. So I think actually to me, it doesn't matter as much as you think. Now that said, I think the content is hugely important. Ooh. And we don't have that going for us.
Right. It's just a bad conversation, poorly recorded.
Between two bad people.
Between two bad people, exactly, who don't have all that much to discuss. That's interesting because I have unsubscribed to numerous podcasts because I didn't like the audio quality. So it's interesting. I feel, hopefully our audience tends to favor your interpretation of the situation.
You may be forced to unsubscribe from your own podcast.
Oh, I don't listen to this.
Okay, good.
I'm pretty busy, Chris.
You've got a lot going on.
I don't really, you know, I've always thought that
you're executive in demand.
Media, you know, my position in the world is really very much of, I feel like I want to use my platform to get my ideas out to the world. I'm not all that interested in hearing other people's ideas or even my own. Mm-hmm. I think that's been clear from day one that this is really just a way for me to, you know, try to get people over to my way of thinking, which is again, as we've discussed every episode of this season of our show, which is my very fragile and ever weakening grip on reality. so I think that's more or less what this, and I think the audio might speak to that in a way that it never has before.
So it's a four-dimensional experience.
Yeah, I think we're really, you know, we're coming at this from all angles, which has been an important precept of the show since its inception. Mm-hmm. So I think that's important. We're getting people with the content, we're getting people with the quality, and we're really getting people, I think, with their with the wisdom. Speaking of wisdom, what's the wisest thing you thought of this week?
Oh, Joel, I don't do a lot of thinking.
I thought we were going to get into aphorisms.
Okay. Do you have
like custom
some to share?
Roll your own aphorisms.
Do you have one that you want to share with the class?
I'm just going
to
look around my office here and just see if I can get inspired by anything. I got some paper there. I got some, you know what, Chris, here's something. Mm-hmm. Here's something I think about a lot. Mm-hmm. Why is ink more expensive than the printer?
Wow.
So if you think about that and apply it to maybe your own personal life, you know, are you the printer? Or are you the ink? You know, what's more valuable?
Honestly, I think I'm the paper.
Okay. I didn't account for that.
Joel, there are only three parts to a printing process. You go back and you workshop that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Yeah. The paper's pretty cheap, so I'm not... Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Got it. I figured it out.
Okay. Okay.
In business, as in life, you can choose to be the printer or the ink. The printer may be affordable, but is useless without the ink. The ink is expensive, but is useless without the printer. And it's up to us to decide whether we want to be expensive, but rely on cheaper people to help us, or do we want to be cheap and accessible ourselves and help the more valuable product kind of, you know, reach its ends, you know?
I think, Chris, that
that's kind of up to each of us to decide for ourselves. Uh-huh. And depending on which one you choose determines whether you go to heaven or not.
You, yep. Boy, God, you lost the plot there.
Again, this is just me. I feel like I nailed it.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to dispute that.
Tweet at me. I think that'll fit into 280.
Yeah. God, this is the dumbest podcast.
It's ever. Not great. It's not great.
But this is what happens when you commit yourself to recording a podcast weekly without having a life busy enough to create weekly content. You know,
I'm not sure that we're not busy enough. I just think the lives we lead are intensely boring.
Not interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Exactly. Like I feel like my days are pretty well occupied. It's just mm-hmm. not with anything that I think a third party might want to hear about.
That's fair.
But I think they come to listen to our voices more than anything.
And the high quality of our audio product.
Oh, yeah. This one's really going to tickle the eardrum.
So, Joel, do you have any travel coming up? Let's talk about that. That's something that people like.
I am going to Dallas, Salt Lake City, New York City, and San Diego within the next 3 or 4 months.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. When will you be here in New York City?
That is looking like... This is the one that might get canceled,
okay.
Depending on how budgets work out. All the other ones are strictly work related. The New York City one is work related, but also partially for leisure. So that might be the one that gets dumped. But that would be early May. That would be probably the first week of May.
Mm-hmm. That would be great. I'll be here for that.
That would be excellent. And perhaps this is something we should discuss at some time. That's the idea. And then the rest is business travel. One of our lovely clients is having us do a bit more kind of sales and marketing on the road at conferences and at their major clients' offices. So we'll be doing that quite a bit over the next few months. Yeah.
There you go.
And then San Diego, we're going to be out there for the Gartner Digital Marketing Conference. Schmoozing it up with business leaders.
Oh, now why did... Okay, so here we go. This is something we can talk about. Uh-huh. How'd you choose that one?
How to choose that one? Those are the sales reps who were most persuasive. How does anyone choose anything, Christopher?
Okay. Yes. Jerk. What was it about them that persuaded you?
Yeah.
Joel, the people are putting up with your shitty audio. The least you could do is give us some valuable insights.
Is not be cagey and defensive. that one. So, as we grow, as we further cement our position, really as marketing focused, management consultants, attending a conference that will be filled with CMOs and VPs of marketing and digital marketing at the Gartner conference in San Diego seemed like a good opportunity for us to get out there and spread the word about what we offer those executives and business owners on getting their own marketing operations set up effectively so that they don't have to outsource as much or rely as much on expensive ad tech, that they can set up marketing departments that run efficiently and affordably and understand their business better than any agency could. So that's what we'll be up there talking about. And we chose it because the Gartner team, their researchers and their analysts, are just well known in the industry. It's kind of like the Gartner conference is almost certainly the South by Southwest of this kind of stuffy corporate business conference. It's very popular, so it's
that's the market that you want to reach.
Yeah, that's one of the markets we want to reach. Absolutely, is helping higher end, larger enterprises get their marketing operations set up more efficiently. Yes,
there we go.
Yeah, so that's
that explains it.
That's exciting for us. The reason why I'm not, I don't have all that much to say about it is because it's it's only a couple months away, but it feels like it's forever from now. It's like, oh shit, I actually have a trip to California that I've got to figure out how that's all going to go down.
That's fair.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a big thing, and that's kind of one of the positioning things. We're going through a fairly significant branding and marketing kind of exercise on our end, just to make sure that our now that we've had, you know, the last 9 months or so to really experiment with the positioning, now that we've kind of landed on a place that we feel good about, it's tightening it up and redoing the website, and focusing on the subcategory that we're in, which is really marketing focused management consultants. So that's kind of the appearance and the brand and the aesthetic that we need to get polished a bit over the next couple of months.
Makes sense.
Yeah. What about yourself? You got some travel. Where are you going?
Yeah, still figuring that out. Mm-hmm. Possibly Japan again. That's on the radar.
Yeah, that's exciting. Now Japan. Mm-hmm. I've never been there.
Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah. So, tell me what you most like about visiting Japan for someone who's never been before.
It's a culture that is very different from anything that I think people in the West have experienced. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a fun place to go because of that, because it is so different and not in sort of a gawking at it, you know, kind of way, but you really feel like mm-hmm. you're in on a different planet, really.
Yeah.
You know, you're on in a different, you know, something that you don't experience from day to day, and the people are kind, and the food is delicious, and the city, you know, Tokyo, where I've spent most of my time there, is just wild, and it's so much fun to visit and experience, and hoping that the opportunity will come through to go back there, looking potentially, fingers crossed, at Mexico as well later this year, Mexico City. We'll see how that goes. And I'd love to get up to Montreal. Again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love it there. I'd really like to get back when the weather's a little bit better.
Yeah. When next time you're there, I wanna go up too. It's been forever since I've been.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I think we'll be in Mexico at some point this year as well. We have to do a site visit for a conference that our client is going to be hosting next year. So that could be fun.
Cool. Should we wrap this up?
Show? I feel like that's all we should do to people this week.
We're a little off our game, I think, to be fair.
Yeah. I think it's best to admit that.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to lie. I don't want to mask, hide anything, all that kind of stuff. You know, this is what it is.
You know what you signed up for.
Yeah. If you've been listening for any amount of time, you know kind of what you're getting. So there we go.
Awesome. I think people are going to like this one. I think this is one of those eps, Chris. I think 130, what did we decide? This is 135 probably?
I think so.
I think 135 is going to go down as one of those classic eps. I think people are going to start in 5 years from now, when we're on episode 200 or so. I think people are going to look back and they say, don't start at episode one. Absolutely not. You start at 135.
And then go back.
And then go back. Because it gets better as you go back. I think that'll be more or less what people say.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll be telling my kids one day when I make them listen to my podcast.
This is the one.
This is the one. Kids, me and your Uncle Christopher used to have a podcast that was a pretty big deal back when the internet was legal. Because you know the dystopian future, so I'll be telling my mutant children after you know after the war, after the Great War too. I'll be like, listen to this one. The audio was kind of shitty, but I think I had some cool things to say. I went on a, you know, the printer thing might not be the best riff I've ever gone on, but it's not the worst.
It might not.
Well, look, I don't know. It might have been the smartest thing I've ever said. Here's what I can say for sure. It's not the dumbest thing I've ever said. It's not even the dumbest thing I've said on this podcast.
There you go. That's that I cannot argue with.
Exactly.
That's certainly true.
All right. My computer's not working. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to tell me what I put in the dock for my gear pick.
Oh, does that, that means I have to open the dock.
Well, if you don't mind.
Oh, I can do that.
Steve, why don't we put in some like Chris opens a document music here?
What would Chris opens a document music?
I think be, it's spooky. Joel?
Okay.
I think it's like have you ever seen a movie called Jurassic Park?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a spooky movie. It's got dinosaurs in it and they're scary.
Okay.
So basically I think it's kind of like the Jurassic Park theme.
Oh, Joel.
But maybe spookier.
Joel.
Yep.
I just pulled up your link.
What did I put in there? Is it
You put in Spruce 100% natural essential oil set of six.
Okay, I was never going to remember that. So I'm glad
Joel,
you looked it up. Uh-huh.
Here are the six flavors, just to jog your memory.
They're not flavors. I don't think you should say flavors.
Mandarin, rosemary, lemongrass, eucalyptus, peppermint, lavender. I need to know.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open my box of essential oils.
Oh, gosh.
And live on this podcast, I'm going to sniff them all and kind of give a little bit of a review. which one do you want me to start with?
I mean, you gotta go lavender. Okay. It's a classic,
It's kind of like lavender is the vanilla of the essential oil game. It's a classic, but
yeah, it's my favorite flavor.
Okay, let me just. Do you want me to see how it tastes? I don't think I'm gonna do it. Smells a lot like lavender.
Okay.
You know, and I'm probably, if we were to go through each of these, I bet the overwhelming scent of each of them is probably whatever's listed on the side of the bottle. I'm a bit of a smell boy.
No, but what are you hoping to accomplish?
What do you mean? What am I hoping to accomplish?
Joel, I've seen a lot of Facebook posts. I believe essential oils cure cancers.
Oh, you mean how am I using them medically?
Yes, exactly.
Oh yeah, well I've replaced all of my my normal medications with aromatherapy, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I was wondering.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's garbage, people.
Yeah, that's garbage. Don't do that. No, they smell nice and I like smelling things, and what I do is I have an air purifier in my office. And I put some essential oils near the fresh air vent, and it fills my office with beautiful scents. And I like to smell things. I think that most things smell bad, including my own self. So I like to mask as many unpleasant smells as I can with beautiful essential oils. That's why I always have scented candles, and that's why I, before I speak to a person, I lightly mist them with some rose water, or maybe give them a couple flicks from an essential oil bottle, just so if I have to smell them, they smell nice. You know, as you do.
As you do. There we go.
Last part's mostly a goof, but if it were socially acceptable for me to give people a quick mist down with a pleasant smell before I had to interact with them, I would definitely do that.
Yeah. Yeah, you seem like the type. All right.
Thanks. Good show.
Yeah, good show. Yeah. I'm going to recommend a book. This book is called The Last Templar by Raymond Quarry.
Oh, man.
Because I am on a roll. This is very much in the same vein as the Da Vinci Code, mm-hmm. in that it's trying to be a Indiana Jones noir action thriller novel. And you know what? It succeeds on all of those counts. It does all of those things. I'm not saying it does them well, but it does them.
Okay.
And that's what I want to read right now. So if that's what you want to read too, then you should read this book.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think, or you could buy some essential oils.
Why not both?
Or, no, Christopher, new gimmick, gear picks, you have to buy one or the other. You have to. Ooh, you as an audience like member now.
If you're listening, this is law. This is legally
binding. By listening to this podcast, you agree to the terms of service. And the number one term of service is you have to buy one of our gear picks and tell us why you bought it.
Or else. Frankly.
Or you're going to jail.
You're going to podcast jail. Do you really want to go to podcast jail? You don't. It's scary.
They don't listen to every podcast in podcast jail. Sounds like my voice right now.
Just for so hours you, and days and yeah. Good stuff.
Sorry, everyone. It's obviously not what we, you know, we always, I just want everyone to know that when we start recording, part of us thinks it's going to be a half decent show. We don't plan for them to be bad.
Well, that's the thing. In a way we do, Joel, because we don't plan for them.
Well, we don't plan for them to be successful, which in many ways is planning them to be failures, which is a bit of an aphorism that I've been working on.
just to bring it
which
back.
Which is when you don't plan for success, you're planning for failure.
That's an original Joel Kelly TM classic.
Absolutely. It's that one. It's the printer one. And it's the golden rule. All three of those are I made up.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll end it there. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Not a Real Job. We're sorry that you did. We would love to invite you to check out our website. That website, of course, is notarealjob.com. It's WordPress. It's got the episodes. It's got the links to the stuff that we buy and or tell you to buy as well. It's got everything. It's got links to our Twitter, which is @NargeCast. It's got link to our Facebook page, which is Not a Real Job. It's got a link to Joel and myself on Twitter @ChrisVanPatten, @JoelKelly. It's got a contact form. You can get in touch with us. You can help us make this bad show better by submitting your questions or your thoughts or your comments. We'll read them out loud on the show. We'd love to feature your thoughts and wisdom and insights. If you have something interesting that you want to talk about, you could be on the show. Like, we can make that
this
happen.
This is fucking attainable. Have you ever been sitting in front of your computer going, everyone's got a fucking podcast but me. Why aren't I on a podcast? This could be your podcast.
Let us help.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. And so, yeah, you can check that out as well, of course.
One day, like, someone's going to stitch together, like, the first couple minutes of episode, you know, let's say episode 10, who knows, an early up, and then this one. And it's just, what a portrait of despair.
Descent into madness.
Yeah, we had such high... Remember when we charged for the first few episodes?
Oof.
Anyway.
What were we thinking?
I don't know, bud. I think we both had the idea that just because we liked talking and I think we made a pretty significant presumption that people will enjoy listening to it. But you know what? There's still three or four of them out there. And until they tell us to stop, this podcast is going to happen every week. Every single week.
Until the world explodes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, let's end it there.
Sometimes you're the printer, sometimes you're the ink, you know?
And we watch it all reflect on that over the week to come until we talk to you soon. There we go. Bye.
I'm not saying anything. Just end it. Did we do it? Is that the show?
Not a Real Job is sponsored by Van Patten Media.
And The Family Knife.
Van Patten Media builds websites and web applications for businesses who care about intuitive and effective user experiences. Its sister agency, Tomodomo, does the same, with a focus on online communities and social applications.
And if you want to do more marketing in-house but need the tools, strategies, or support to do it, The Family Knife is the partner you need to build your marketing capabilities and grow your business.
You can find Van Patten Media at vanpatten.com.